Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Catch a Wave with the Surfin' Cowgirl, only on LA Talk Radio.
Howdy, 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 y'all. Welcome to Catch a Wave, where, as you know, the miracles can always be found in the timing. Kim, you out there across the airwaves today, girl?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it's been a long time. We've been around the world and back, but today is Wish on Wednesday, and we're going to celebrate Wish on Wednesday with War Horses for Veterans, two of my favorite things. Love, love, love horses, and appreciate our military families and forces in their sacrifices of servants. I love America. I am proud to be an American. And as I always say, we may not have it all together, but as Americans, we have it. When we stand together, we have it all. So today, our Wish on Wednesday is celebrating War Horses for Veterans, and it is a premier horsemanship, networking, and personal growth program in the United States. They're based in Kansas City. They're a nonprofit. They bring combat veterans from across the country into a safe and peaceful environment. They have 3 and 4 day programs. They're designed to teach the basics of horsemanship and create a network that will provide an outlet for opportunities and friendships through these trail rides and just day-to-day journey and relationship built with the horse. They create networking and life coaching through Equus Life, and it's for the veteran's personal growth, and it's at no cost to the veteran. So just a wonderful, wonderful equine-based charity that here at Catch a Wave with the Surfing Cowgirl will be donating to. I more and more become a bigger and better philanthropist. And of course, I'm an artist, and a lot of times those go hand in hand. And one of my favorite philanthropists is Patrick Wayne of the John Wayne family. And I just am always astounded when I'm around Patrick, the millions and millions of dollars that he and the John Wayne Cancer Foundation have done in research. And shout out to Michael and Jack. They were wonderful hosts the other night, and they cooked us a wonderful dinner, and we just had great fun and fellowship with the Wayne family. But Patrick has just done a wonderful job there at the John Wayne Cancer Foundation, and their work is just unparalleled in research. So we're going to go into the POP. My POP, I call it, the place of peace, the power of positivity, the power of that pipeline of prayer. And I know you had some positive affirmations and quotes that you wanted to share. So you got something good you want to lay on us to lift us up and keep us in a place of hope?
Well, I do have quite a few.
Okay.
And I try to always be positive. It's kind of one of my things.
Yep.
I just always try to be upbeat and positive.
Yep.
But, I mean, we even as positive people have our down days.
Yep.
And need this reminder.
Yes.
So even if you're like yourself or me, to try to stay positive, 99% of the time, there's still that 1%. So I think there's going to be something for everybody here today. And I just really hope everyone, no pun intended, has a positive attitude and can look to inspiration in even the smallest of things. So first off, I'm going to start with Mother Teresa.
Okay.
Spread love everywhere you go. Let no one ever come to you without leaving happier. And I think that's just really something we all need to live by.
Amen.
We all fall down. We all fall down. None of us are perfect. But if we strive to always leave the world a better place, then
we've done our job. Amen.
Then then we're going to have a better world to leave for our children. So,
love that.
I just really tried to live by that.
Yeah, Dr. Cindy always says, my friend in New York, Dr. Cindy, she's always like, choose happy. You literally have to discipline your mind and set your focus on choosing happy. It's a choice. It's like people, they're not just born that way. I mean, you have to choose your happy. It's a discipline. So, yes, I love that. And then I love what you said, you know, I always want people, when they leave me, I want them to feel better that they came in contact with me. I want to make them feel special. I want to lift them up and, you know, kind of raise your vibration. You know, just you're just lifting up, you're raising up, you're hopeful, you're happy, you're feeling a little better. So what else you got?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, come on. Who doesn't love Maya Angelou? I mean, seriously. Your crown has been bought and paid for.
Amen.
Put it on your head and wear it.
Amen. My queen. Yes. Love it.
I mean, come on. It's so true. Why do we carry those burdens?
Lay them down.
The burden's already been paid for.
Amen.
Lay it down. Put your crown on. It's already been paid for. And wear it. And wear it with pride. And
move on and upward.
Knowing. Yeah.
Exactly. I always say, he paid for my pardon. I love that. He paid for my pardon. So I love that. Yep. So lay your burdens down at the foot of the cross. That we always go back to our foundational belief system. We can't help it. We're just red dirt country girls.
That's who we are.
That's who we are. Own it. Own it. Okay. What else?
Okay. Next is, C.S. Lewis, and this one, I had to read a couple times.
Okay,
and I had to really kind of come to grips with it. So, work with me here a little bit.
Okay,
you don't have a soul; you are a soul.
Amen.
You have a body.
Amen. Love it.
So I had to read that one a couple times. Like, you know, okay, I get it.
And that goes back to,
you have to respect that.
Yeah, that goes back to the I am. And, you know, it's like, I love music. You know, I've been in the studio. I've been writing a lot of music and doing a lot of traveling. But, you know, that makes me think of, I wrote a song recently and it talks about, you know, I walk every day with the great I am. I talk every day with the great I am. I'm going to put my hand, you know, in the hand of the great I am. And again, today, I go in the name of the great I am. And that goes back to the I am. And the I am is love. God is love. It's so simple. It's so simple. God is love and the great I am. And so it's like all roads lead to Rome, baby. All roads lead to Rome. And it's just God is love and the great I am. And I am the great I am. And when he left this earth, he said, I'm going to leave you with the comforter. And what he meant was a piece of me. So right there, we've got this gentleman, C.S. Lewis, saying,
not just a blanket?
No. So, you know, it's like, it's, you know, I am the great I am. And so you don't have a soul. You are a soul. So that's mm-hmm. wonderful.
Yep.
Wonderful. Next.
Okay. Next. Breathe, darling. This is just a chapter, not your whole story.
Amen. Love that.
Whenever you're down, don't get sucked down the vortex, the hole,
the rabbit
the darkness,
hole,
the whatever.
Yeah.
Just think, okay, this is just a chapter.
A season.
This is not my whole story.
Yeah.
And I can get through this chapter because the next chapter is going to be
better.
Positive.
Better.
It's
and so, yeah, so I'm going to jump over and talk about the in-between times since you hit that. The in-between times, because it's like when we're in the grind, during the grind, we're working towards our suddenly. And, you know, I call it my suddenly because we all have breakthroughs. And what brings the breakthrough? Okay, let's talk about that. For me, it is keeping a very high, hopeful, uplifted vibration, my energy, and I'm like, you know, it's luck is where preparation and chance meet, but I'm just always going like, something good's going to happen, something good's going to happen, something good's going to happen. I'm going to be in going to be in my attitude of gratitude. What am I grateful for today? What am I in love with about my life? And so in the in-between times, what is your key? What is the key that opens the next door, that opens the next chapter? And so, you know, I don't mean to be like, woohoo, weird, but you got to manifest. You got to command. You got to decree and declare. You got to summon. And, you know, I said this before, and I'll say it again. I learned in the last couple of years what it means to summon. And, you know, that's in the name of Jesus for me. That's my foundational system. And it means to command forth the blessing, because those blessings are stored up. And so, you know, declare and decree is such a thing, and it will come about. You're walking by faith and not by sight. So the in-between times, the key for me is the hope. And, you know, and so to stay in that prisoner of hope mentality, you got to get in the love and the attitude and the gratitude. And it's like, so, you know, you go back to your, you know, you go back to your place of what is going right. What do I love about my life? What is not serving me well that I need to turn loose of? You got to think about what's ahead. How you going to get to where you're going if you don't have a map? So where do I want to be in 5 years, 5 months, 5 weeks, 5 days? What is my daily day to grind? Who are the people in my life that make me the happiest and serve me the best? And, you know, and have my back. Who can I put my trust in? When am I the happiest version of me? And so, like, for me, I'm happy when I am doing philanthropy, when I'm doing charitable acts of kindness and working and serving. I'm happy when I'm exercising and movement. Movement heals, and there's just miracles in the momentum. You know, what am I in love with doing? Well, that's like Pilates and yoga. I love that, and I love writing music. And, you know, of course, we love cooking, and we love traveling, and we love just warmth and sunshine. So, you know, and then what am I afraid to do? What's holding me back? What fear is keeping me from moving into that place of what I love to do? How can I improve my daily habits and my regimen to get to where I want to be in 5 days, 5 weeks, 5 years? What steps am I taking to reach each of my goals? And what are my goals that I set this week and this month and this year? What triggers me? What makes me upset? What do I need to do to face that and embrace that and weed my garden, so to speak? And how can I add to my happiness? What can I do in my life to improve myself and the others around me? And then take a little moment and, you know, I always say, what are your five things? What are the five things that you really like about yourself? What are the five things that you really like about your life? What are the five things that you're grateful for today? You know, and then what are some of the negative mindsets that I need to let go of? And we talked about this before. You know, I don't know why the light just kind of came on at 50, but, you know, we've talked about daily, hourly reconciliation and restoration in relationships for good business, removing your ego, and exponential growth. Are you growing like a branch on a tree? Are you growing outward, upward? Are you so fruit-bearing that you're heavy? I mean, that's a good thing, that when you're coming into harvest and you've been super fruitful and you're having exponential growth. It's growth that you can't even keep up with. So these are wonderful things that help you raise your vibration, go next level, receive your breakthrough. And, you know, I always want to say, practice the patience of a crocodile. Get in that place to where the discipline, of the gratitude and the patience meets the surrender. And, you know, and that surrender is like, despite having to do some things against my will, despite having to do some things that I don't like and I'm not happy about, I'm going to get in that attitude of gratitude. I'm going to get in a proper stance of power of positivity. I'm going to get into alignment with God of Source. I'm going to go the golden way. I'm going to get in the middle and go right down the middle on that golden ticket in proper stance, in a humble, loving, gracious attitude of gratitude that I have this breakthrough. And, you know, I never promote scarcity. I'm all about abundance. And God just made me a 10-gallon giver. I'm not a teaspoon giver. I got to give it away to keep it. I got to give it away to get it. And so, you know, it's just like back to those simple things. When was the last 5 times I smiled, and what made me smile, and what can I do to practice more self-love and self-care throughout the day and throughout the week, and how can I show more appreciation and kindness and compassion for others, because that's what makes me happy. And, you know, if I could relive, I love this, if I could relive one moment, what would it be? Kim, if you could relive a moment, like a good, happy childhood. I'm going to say it for you. You said with your... Okay, I'm going to answer for you. I'm not even going to let you get a word in. This tickled me. You said when your dad was alive, your thing with your dad, because he lived down by Laguna Niguel, I think, or Dana Point, wherever y'all were down there in SoCal on the beach. But you said your thing with your dad and was to go to the beach with your hot dogs and your hot dog buns and have a hot dog roast and watch the sunset. And my God in heaven, my precious God in heaven, how beautiful and wonderful is that memory, is it not?
Priceless
and free. And you know, your dad was such a man's man. I mean, he was like 6'5", 6'6", and just very, very outgoing. He owned and commanded the room. And so, you know, it was always kind of a big deal when we were around your dad. So I love that. It's like, if every day you have to hold on to that moment of the sunsets and the hot dogs on the beach and the campfires.
It's simple.
Oh, it's so simple.
It's just simple.
I love it. And, you know, we talked about...
Life doesn't have to be complicated.
Nope.
It doesn't have to be expensive.
Nope.
It doesn't have to be grandiose.
Nope.
It doesn't have to be on top of the Eiffel Tower.
Nope.
Or the Great Wall of China.
Nope.
Or the Great Barrier Reef.
Nope. And
it can,
you know,
be a hot dog
on a beach with the sun going down. Yeah. And, you know, and it's like we talked about this not too long ago. You know, social media, it sometimes paints a life that's not real. And people are, you want to talk
completely
about...
Completely unrealistic.
It's very unreal. People put filters on and, you know, and not everybody gets to be, you know, not everybody gets to be in Fiji. I want to be in Fiji. I hadn't made it there yet. Not everybody gets to be photographed, you know, in the Bahamas or the south of France and put the filter on. And so, you know, I always say the three biggest sellers, the biggest sellers in the devil's workshop to tear you down is comparison, pity, doubt. But comparison is a huge tear down. And we talked about this week, the tear down sport. If you're around people that are tearing you down, that are picking and cracking away at you, dismiss yourself from the situation. Life is too short, and you want to be around people who are lifting you up. So, things to think about. If you wanted to relive one moment, what would it be? And I know for you, I always love that you said every time we went to visit my dad, on the beach. We had a hot dog roast and we watched the sun go down. So I love that. That's like such a great moment. And then mine would be probably fishing with my dad. I always went fishing a lot with my dad, and we would always pack a lunchbox, and I don't eat processed food now, and so I'm about to irk myself out when I say what we would put in our lunchbox, but we would put Vianney weenies and saltine crackers and those little cans of deviled ham and cheese and sardines and, you know, pickles, things like that. And then we would make us a jug, a mason jar of Kool-Aid, red Kool-Aid or sweet iced tea. We'd take our ice chest and we'd take our grasshoppers and our worms and our minnows, and we would go fish. And that was, again, a very low-cost, beautiful moment that I love to relive. And so, of course, we have, where would we like to travel and what would a perfect day be? And if I could do anything in the world, what would I do? If I could be anything, what would I be? If I could travel anywhere, where would I go? So these are like good things, you know, to think about, and we have to dream. We have to dream, you know, in the in-between times. We have to dream during the grind. We have to work towards our suddenlies. And we have to, like I say, you got to have the patience of a crocodile. You're sitting and you're waiting. I wanted to say a verse from the book of Psalms, and it says, I love Psalms, and Psalms is easy to find. It's right in the middle. If you just go to the middle of your truth of the Word of God, it's right there in the middle. And so all of this is from Psalms. It's so sweet. For you, O Lord, are my hope. I love that. You, Lord, are my hope, my trust.
Absolutely.
I wait for you, Lord. My soul waits for you, and in your word is my hope. My soul longs for you, Lord. My soul longs for your salvation. My hope is in your word. For the needy shall not be forgotten, and the hope shall never perish. I love that. All of that is in Psalms. And so, you know, we all roads lead to Rome, baby. I say this, you know, your belief system may not be my belief system. Your political stance may not be my political stance. But, you know, let's just go to a place to where we can remove all that and just join mm-hmm. together in hope and faith and kindness and love, and stand together for healing and for ascension and for breakthrough. And, you know, let's straighten each other's crown, and let's keep going. Let's keep living to fight another day, fighting to live another day. You know, I always say, I've been to hell and back. I really have. We've all got our baggage and our luggage, and we've all been drugged through hell. And when you're going through hell, just keep on moving. Just keep on moving. Well, to where you walk through the fire and you not so much as smell as smoke.
So right along with everything you just said is this. It's a little long.
Go for it.
Stay with me.
Okay.
Hope. If you only carry one thing throughout your entire life, let it be hope. Let it be hope that better things are always ahead. Let it be hope that you can get through even the toughest times. Let it be hope that you have, or that you are stronger than any challenges that come your way. Let it be hope that you are exactly where you are meant to be right now, and that you are on the path to where you are meant to be. Because during these times, hope will be the very thing that carries you through. And I love that, but I also have to add faith in there.
Amen.
You have to have faith that through all this, God is going to carry you through.
Amen. Amen. And I love it. I love it.
If I were to change it a little bit, I would say hope and faith.
Amen. Walk by faith, not by sight. And I love it a while ago that you said you don't have a soul, you are a soul. And what that means is that you're living. You're living. You are the I am. You know, like you're on the journey, and the journey's always going because you have eternal life. I know that. I know that 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 I know that, you know, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And we were created to have everlasting life. And he goeth and he prepareth a place for me. And he goeth before me. And he goeth behind me. And he's making the crooked path straight. And he paid for my pardon. Yeah. And in that, in the truth of the word of God, is the life and the liberty and the hope. And I'm going to walk by faith, and I'm going to keep on keeping on. And, you know, you have not because you ask not. So where two or more are gathered, ask anything in my name. So whatever it is that you're needing, whatever it is that you're longing for, get in agreement with somebody and ask for it, and go in faith believing. Go into the throne room, get down on your knees, and when down on your knees isn't good enough, get down on your belly, but just cry out to God. Turn to God, because no matter how many steps away that you have gone, it's only one step back. His love chases after you. His blessings chase after you. He's just like a good father that says yes anytime he can. The answer is yes and amen. Yes and amen. I'm going to say it again. He's just like any good father. He's going to bless you and say yes and amen. So you're just turning to him and asking for what you need and what you long for to heal you and to have that hope beyond brokenness. And that makes me think of that precious little book that my friends wrote from Western Oklahoma there at Harvest Church. You know, their book, Hope Beyond Brokenness. And without hope, we have nothing. And so on a day-to-day basis, we have to be a prisoner of hope. Okay, so I come across these captions, and I love them. And it says, do your thing. Do your thing, baby. And that means walk in your gifting. Walk in your gifting, because God gave each of us a gift. And so it's when we're walking in our gifting that the success and the reward and the breakthrough and the blessing and your fulfillment is going to come. Bliss. Find your bliss. Know your worth. Happy mind, happy living, happy life. Choose your happy. What are the things that are serving you well and making you happy? If it's not serving you well, dismiss it, weed the garden, get rid of it. Ain't no other like me. Ain't that true? Ain't no other like me. God made you unique. He knew you when you were in your mother's womb. You are the apple of his eye. He knows the number of hairs on your head. God is the author and the finisher of your story. He's the author and the finisher of your faith. And I just, you know, my belief system, my miracle in the timing, I'm a walking miracle. Miracles always have a habit of occurring around me. And that's just knowing my worth and, you know, knowing what works for me. And what works for me is the promise and the provision in the truth of Word of God. And that is where our hope and our faith is found. So this says, no bad feelings. Okay, go ahead. Jump in.
What you just said is write down what this means. Watch your thoughts, for they become words. Watch your words, for they become actions. Watch your actions, for they become habits. Watch your habits, for they become your character. Watch your character, for it becomes your destiny.
Amen. Amen. I have
right
that.
Down the lines of what you were just saying.
Yes. Say it again. Say it one more time.
Watch your thoughts, for they become words. Watch your words, for they become actions. Watch your actions, for they become habits. Watch your habits, for they become character. Watch your character, for it becomes your destiny.
Amen. And I go back to whatever you ardently desire, vividly imagine, enthusiastically act upon, will inevitably come to pass. And it's that life and death lie in the tongue. Life and death. Mm-hmm. You're manifesting it. You're speaking it. You're walking it out. You're talking it. You're creating it. And we as individuals in a land of the free, home of the brave. I mean, we live in a free country. And I never, ever, ever take that for granted, because people are protecting our freedom. People are protecting us right now, that we may have the luxury of living a life of freedom. And so make it count, baby. Make it count. I love this. Happiness is homemade. Don't you love that?
Oh, yes.
Happiness is homemade. Dream big. Happy is my always mood. Happy today. I'm going to double tap it. Living. Double tap it. I love that. Click on it. Living. Living. Are you living? Be yourself. You are irreplaceable. Love that. All of that. Fearless. These are just great, great, great things to live by.
Here's another one for you. Hate no one, no matter how much they wronged you. Live humbly, no matter how wealthy you become. Think positively, no matter how hard life is. Give much, even if you've been given little. Forgive all, especially yourself, and never stop praying for the best for everyone.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I got this. Your goals don't care how you feel today. Your goals.
That is so true today.
Your goals don't care. Oh, so I always say this. I always say, if I could have one attribute, one, it would be discipline, because I feel like when I'm, you know, sinking in the rabbit hole and, you know, sinking down in low vibration and my hope is wearing thin, I think, okay, well, you know, your lack of work ethic and your lack of made up mind, and, you know, you're wanting to get comfy, and you got to get out of your comfort zone, and you got to discipline yourself back to the plow, back to the grind, keep on keeping on. But it's a discipline of you're not outdoing, talking about myself here, self-proclaiming, you're not outdoing everything that you need to be out there doing to get to the next place. You're kind of battling in your mind, battlefield of the mind. You're having paralyzation and overanalyzation. Get focused, 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 and go after it. And get out of your comfort zone and get your hands back on the plow and get to digging and get to pulling until you get through the next breakthrough. So what's your key? The key is disciplined. The key is a made-up mind. The key is focus. The key is hope. The key is faith. The key is positivity. The chapter I'm in right now requires me to be a little less accessible. That's good. That means back to work. Back to work. Yep. And I say JOMO, joy of missing out, not FOMO, fear of missing out. Inner peace doesn't come cheap. And sometimes it requires a heavy price. Access to my high vibrational energy is a privilege. I love that. Only keep your circle small. Keep your circle. Stay away from half-baked things. Half-baked stories. Half-baked effort. Half-baked loved. Half-baked people being half way there. So mediocrity, stay away with that. Always go with your passion. Never ask yourself if it's realistic or not. Okay, I love that. So people, you know, people who know me well, they're like, oh, that girl crazy. But what the truth is they know I'm crazy smart, and they know I'm fearless. And, you know, I know you included, some people, I'm always like, yeah, I'm going to walk it. I'm going to try to walk it, and I'm not going to talk it much, but I'm not like the queen of organization and preparation. I'm like, jump off the cliff into the deep end. We'll figure out how to swim. And so, you know, my kids are like, not a lot of people roll and travel like we do. I'm like, get up, shut up, dress up, and show up. Pack a suitcase. I don't know where we're going. We'll figure it out on the way to the airport. We literally drug our suitcases all over the USVI and the BVI. And we would just get on a ferry. We would island hop. One of the best vacations I ever took. We were just chasing the sun and the surf, and it was fabulous. And I gotta make a shout out to my precious friends out in Palm Desert, Susie and Will. Love these beautiful folks. They chartered us a. We jumped on a boat. We went to Catalina. They booked us a fabulous little bungalow. We went all over Catalina. I had never been, and it was just a wonderful, wonderful trip that they scheduled and prepared for us. And we literally showed up with our suitcase and paid our share, and they were wonderful tour guides. And I'm going to have the luxury of having Will on the show sometime soon. But love our friends out in Palm Desert, Susie and Will, and been in their beautiful home. Love their backyard and pool in Palm Desert, and they just always are such wonderful hosts. And we love those people. And our good old friend Sherry joined us, and again, I said we went to a cookout and dinner at the John Wayne family, Michael Wayne and Jack and Patrick. Just had a really beautiful, beautiful week. And, you know, I love to travel, and I love real estate investment. So back to my favorite things that I always do is looked at property in Rancho Mirage, love Palm Springs and Rancho Mirage, looked at more property in Las Vegas. What an entertainment hub out there in the desert. Looked at property in Catalina. And, of course, always looking at SoCal Beach property. So, but just had a wonderful, wonderful week of travel with our friends Susie and Will, and our Texas friends, and then our New York friends Pia and Dr. Cindy were into Venice. And so had a really, really exciting thing. But want to make a shout out to Alan, our chef, our favorite chef on the West Coast, Alan over at Wally's at Santa Monica. And we popped in there and visited Chef Alan Saturday night. And I want y'all to follow him. It's Alan, A-L-A-N, M as in Mary, T as in Tom, Z as in Zebra, 90. Instagram for Alan is ALANMTZ90. This, in my opinion, is the next Wolfgang Puck. I love Chef Alan. Like I said, he's in Wally's in Santa Monica. We went in, and get ready to pull your hat down tight and put your seatbelt on for what I'm about to describe. So at Wally's, we always get the brie, the baked brie in the brioche with the truffle butter and the honey. And so this time he topped it with caviar and then pokey tuna. It was to die for. Y'all have got to go in and see him. Then he made a spring lobster. We had like a garlic butter froth and asparagus and vegetables, and then drizzled in caviar. And I gotta go in there and ask them what caviar they're using at Wally's in Santa Monica, because it was next level. But love Alan. Y'all check him out at ALANMTZ90. Shout out from the Surfing Cowgirl. Alan, you're my favorite. You and your wife and daughter, beautiful family. you know, when you're talented and you're working and you're gifting, the success is going to come. And he's just next level. It is just unbelievable what the beautiful, beautiful work that he is doing in the kitchen over there at Wally's Santa Monica. So I'll go ahead and say shout out to my pal Scott Quarles on Oaklawn in Dallas, Luxury Consignment, my little entrepreneurial friend Carmi with her bamboo straws, Sip to Life, my friends in the 806, Leerrin at The Rack. Check her out online, The Rack Boutique, and my beautiful girls at West House Design. Love, love, love all of those favorite things. We did have dinner on the Queen Mary. If you have not gone, you know, it's just on my little touristy bucket list. We are going to get to do an interview with the captain of the Queen Mary to talk about. We had basic questions, you know, why is the Queen Mary in Long Beach? What was so special about the Queen Mary to Winston Churchill? So we dined in the Winston Churchill dining hall, and so much history, so much nostalgia. So when we were coming back from Catalina, we ran over and had dinner on the Queen Mary. Have you ever been, Kim? To the Queen Mary.
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's awesome. You've got to, you know, and you really want to stay in the hotel there on the boat. And then they have some, you know, so much history and a walkthrough and everything. So it was really, really just an unbelievable experience. We had so much fun. But, okay, back to our.
I got a question.
Okay.
Isn't it haunted?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So they.
I thought I remembered seeing something about it being haunted.
Yep. And you can. There. I'm going to say
just
so. Yeah. So when we stepped on, the minute we stepped on, and you know, I'm all about energy. So it, when we stepped on, I was with my old pal Sherry. She goes, "Are you like having a?" I said, a feeling. And she said, yeah. And because I'm all about energy. And I mean, I do have gift of discernment. I do. And so they talk about that. They talk about, you know, it being haunted. And they do have an illusionist show there that's a little, woohoo, it's a little spooky. But no, you stay in the hotel there. And like we took pictures, and I can't describe it. I can't describe it. It's like something that you'll have to visit and you'll have to experience for yourself. But yeah, I didn't want to say it, but you busted out and said, "Is it haunted?" And yeah, the answer's like, yeah, maybe. Yes, maybe. You got to go figure out for yourself. So anyway, so I'm back to back. No. It's okay. It's like, you know, you can't deny it. It's got a feeling. I don't really know what that feeling is, but back to the pop and the place of positivity. Remain humble, but don't be afraid to remind people who they messing with. I love that. So I don't know.
Amen.
Yeah. So I always say, don't mistake my kindness for weakness. Sometimes you have to make a decision that you will hurt your heart to heal your soul. So in my mind, that makes me think, what am I going to let go of? Those people and those things that you need to let go of, they may hurt your heart for a minute, but they'll heal your soul. What separates privilege from entitlement is gratitude. At first I cared, but then I was like, no, I can live without that. Sometimes we lose ourselves for a while, and that's okay. It's a part of learning. Just make sure your comeback is stronger than your setback. I always say that. After the comeback is the setback. Every day may not be a good day, but there's something good in every day. I walk like I got it because I know it's coming. Woo! I like that. I walk like I got it because I know it's coming. I love that. Every chance you get, Shine, shine, let your little light shine. Make them wonder what you're smiling about. And then I like it. I walk like I got it because I know it's coming. When someone comes looking for the old you, pulling out old triggers, but they cannot find you or trigger you because you have experienced so much growth. I like that. And mm-hmm. we say, you know, like, if the best revenge is living well, we'll go beyond that. Go beyond the revenge to, oh, what was that? That's so far behind me, I don't even remember. I'm so far beyond that. You know, I just bless you and love you and pray for my enemies and keep going. Don't let what you see make you forget what I said. This is a word from God. This is just a quote that someone did from God. Don't let what you see make you forget what I said. So walk by, I got the hiccups, great. Walk by faith, not by sight. Stop looking for that pat on the back. You got to do this with or without them. How about that? You got to keep going and yeah, go absolutely. Do it. You got to keep going. You got to do it with or without the pats on the back. Your self-worth is determined by you. You don't have to depend on someone telling you who you are and how good you are. Your self-worth depends on you. There's no competition when you're manifesting your dreams and your destiny in your own lane. I love that. Aligned, focused, grinding, glowing, and growing. One more time. Aligned, focused, grinding, glowing, and growing. Your victory is right around the corner. You're closer than you think. Never, never give up. I'll always remember your last impression. Thanks for the lesson. Ha, ha, ha. When people show you who they are, believe them. And if they're not...
Believe them.
Woo! And if they're not serving you well, move on. Move on. I found growth through healing when I told my ego to lower its voice and sit in the corner while I ask my wounds important questions to move towards growth. Love that. Grateful as ever for what I've got, but trust me when I say I'm going after more. I love that. And it's okay to be greedy and want more, because when you have more, you can do more. And it goes back to, I'm going out with nothing just like I came in, so I want to give it all away. Give it all away to keep it, give it all away. That's where my healing is. That's what makes me happy.
Leave nothing left in the tank.
Leave nothing. Air it out. Air it out. I'm not built for no soft. I talk back and I don't listen. I'm not, it just means don't get comfortable. Sometimes you gotta be fearless. Once upon a time, when you were a little girl with big dreams that you promised you'd make real one day. Once upon a time, you were a little girl with big dreams that you promised yourself you'd make real one day. So don't disappoint yourself by not making them come true. That's cute. There are certain shades of limelight that can wreck a girl's complexion. That's Audrey Hepburn. I always love her. Confidence.
Oh, that's cute.
Isn't that cute? There are certain shades of limelight that can wreck a girl's complexion. Audrey Hepburn. Of course I struggle, but I'd never quit. Confidence is silent. Insecurities are loud. Remember that. So I wrote this funny little song. I think I talked about it. Full penny bank don't make no noise. Everybody want to be Warren. Do the Buffett. Everybody want to be Warren. Full penny bank don't make no noise. And so someone said, no one's going to know what that means. No one's going to relate to that. And I'm like, duh, Warren Buffett, come on now. Full penny bank don't make no noise. And we talk about that. You know, don't look wealthy, baby, be wealthy. Acquired private wealth. It's okay to strive and go after it so you can have more, so you can do more, so you can give more. And a great leader, no, go and show the way. Come on. Great leaders know, go, and show the way. And they're not looking for pats on the back. They're not looking for affirmation.
No, they're not.
Great.
They're too busy working.
You are beautiful, too beautiful to settle for good enough when you can have more than enough. Again, it's okay to want more and go for more and think you deserve more and want to do more and want to give more away and want to take the weak are carried by the strong, you know, and so we got to, you know, I always say no excuses, just make it happen, make it happen. We are not what other people say we are. We are what we know ourselves to be. And we are what we love. That's Laverne Cox. I don't care who I lose anymore as long as I don't lose myself again. Come on. I don't care what is lost anymore as long as I don't lose myself again. When you give up on someone, it's not because you don't care anymore. It's because you realize they don't care. I saw this last week.
But never give up on yourself.
Don't give up on yourself and don't lose yourself. Never bend your head. Always hold it high. Look the world straight in the eye. I have smiled at people who have said the most terrible things about me and they think I don't know. But I simply choose to forgive them and move onward and upward. Generosity is the best investment. Love that. That is Diane von Forsterberg. Generosity is the best investment. And I told my people this week, I said, you know, I think you already know I'm an artist. And hopefully I'm going to get to a place that it becomes more lucrative. But I think at my core, I'm a philanthropist. And so that's a good, that's a good title. I'm an artist and a philanthropist. Don't block your blessings trying to do people how they did you. That's good. Don't block your blessings by trying to get even and trying to, you know, treat them the way that they treated you.
Well, you're not going to get where you're destined to go if you're worried about how someone wronged you.
That's right.
You got to put that in the past, and you got to focus on what your destiny is
and
creating it happen.
Yeah.
And you can't make that happen worrying about the wrong.
Yeah, and holding on. And
you got to worry about the rights.
Got to worry about the rights. And, you know, that's something I work at is, you know, removing my ego and not begrudging people and not just getting in that crazy eight, you know, that crazy eight back and forth, back and back and forth. And then don't let people bait you and suck you in. The pain will leave once it has finished teaching you. Ooh, that's powerful. Yikes. So you got to weed your garden and you got to work through it. Always, always courage above fear. Some people are holding grudges against you for things they did to you. Yeah, it's really like how they feel about themselves. And forgive yourself for not knowing better until you knew better. I say this all the time. You don't know what you don't know. And how do you know what you don't know? You just, you know, a lot of times we say, forgive, apologize to the inner child, how you wronged them, because you didn't know what you didn't know. And you made the best decisions you could at the time, at the place, considering the circumstances and the options that were given to you. Finally realized I was never asking for too much. I was just dealing with the wrong people. How about that? You can find me somewhere in between inspiring others, working on myself, and dodging negativity. I am out to slay my goals. I love that. How to win at life. Step one, let people do what they need to do to make them happy, while minding your own business and doing what you need to do to make you happy. The end. That's good, huh?
The end.
The end.
The end.
How to win at life. Let people do what they need to do to make them happy, Mind your own business and do what you need to do to make you happy. The end. Good, good, good.
What a great, great, great way to end the show.
Absolutely. And I appreciate you being here this week and hope you can join me again. I'm glad you're over your cough and cold, and we're all on the way to
we'll see.
Yeah. So shout out Positively Plaster. You've got a lot of great things going. Just say one word about Positively Plaster. That's a very successful Facebook page you've started. So talk 1 minute about that, and then we're over and out.
It's going great. It's going great. We have a lot of new stuff coming out for St. Patrick's March. A lot of things coming up for that. I do have one little personal thing I got to talk about right quick.
Okay.
You know, I often do call in with the show Watch What Happens Live.
Yes.
Well, they called me and said, would you be a caller? And I said, yeah, no problem. And they told me who was coming up, and I said, okay, well, I've always been a huge, huge Liam Neeson fan. Would love to ask Liam Neeson a question. So, happened to be when I was at the worst of this cold. They gave me the question, and they don't really want you to do a whole lot of chit-chat. They just pretty much want you to get to the point.
Yeah.
Said hello to Andy, hello to Leslie, the other lady that was on the show, and I said, my question is for Liam. And he goes, oh, honey, I like the way you say Liam.
I love it.
I did not have the heart to say, I normally don't talk like this, Liam.
I was like, the way you said Liam was so sexy in your raspy.
One of the sexiest voices in Hollywood.
I love it.
For him to say, I love the way you say Liam.
I love the way you say Liam. Oh, I love it. That's so funny.
I was like a teenage schoolgirl.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah.
Liam, like my voice.
I love it. Well, and so, see, that's like a favorite memory. And when was the last time you had a first time? And the first time was Liam Neeson complimented your sexy voice, even though you had a cold, and it made you feel weak in the knees. So that's okay.
Oh, did it?
Yeah,
we
hope that Trent, your really? Husband's not listening, but it's a little starstrucky. You know what I mean? So it's okay.
Oh,
so,
right.
Yeah. Well, that's wonderful. Okay, I'm glad you had that experience. That's such a great place to. A great place to call it a day. So thanks for being here. Love having
you.
Catch a wave, because you know the miracles are in the timing.
You're listening to Catch a Wave with the Surfing Cowgirl, only on LA Talk Radio.